sa sinya tayo. Ikaw ay higit-higit. Tayo gusto ko sa sarili.
Thank you.
get up or when in real doubt. Look around you and stop crying. Stop crying.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming at WMFO.org and over the airwaves at 91.5 FM in the greater Boston area. That was the band The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die with their song Mental Health off of the 2015 LP Harmlessness. Before that, you heard Oh Yeah from the classic 1971 album Tago Mago, released by Can. And preceding that was Leave Her Alone by Fat Creeps from their self-titled EP from 2012. Thank you for listening to the show Program Without Form here on WMFO in Medford. Happy to have you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. 617-627-3800. You can call it. I'll answer it. My name's Jason. I might have things to say then. I don't really have things to say now, but I'm going to throw it over to the 7-inch to say some things. Never listen to this. Let's see how it goes.
Caught without
people or drink. I don't know what else to think, but I'm gonna grow wings and sing. I'm checking out.
That was Frankie Cosmos with her song Knives in My Throat from the 2013 album Daddy Cool. Not album, EP. Daddy Cool. Before that was I K by the local band Half Sour off of their new album Tuesday Night Live. You also heard Tell Everyone We're Dead from the 7-inch Boys and Girls by The Promise Ring, released in 1998 on Jade Tree. That was on vinyl we have here in the studio, so thanks to WMFO for providing that tune. You are listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, College Radio, here in the Greater Boston area at 91.5 FM and streaming everywhere at WMFO.org. This is WMFO in Medford. This is the show Program Without Form, and thanks for listening. Very happy to have you.
She was in the hospital, waiting on the patients. Didn't have to twist her arm. No such thing as leisure. Trying to break a fever. Blood sprays from the arm. She takes a walk to pass the time. She walks alone.
dinner with her family.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio here at WMFO.org and in the greater Boston area at 91.5 FM. Thank you for supporting the college radio here at Tufts. That was Our Secret by the band Beat Happening from their 1984 7-inch Our Secret released on K Records. Before that, you heard Goodbye Pork Pie Hat from the album Three or Four Shades of Blues by Charles Mingus. That was released in 1977. You also heard National Parks from the new album Before a Million Universes, released by Big Ups on Exploding and Sound Records. Thank you for listening to the show, Program Without Form. Feel free to call in 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. I'd be happy to chat. Don't really have much else. Let me check the files here. Just flipping through the files. Still looking at the files here. Oh, if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thanks for listening. Gonna keep it going with more tunes here. This one by a Chicago band I have never heard of until tonight. Thank you.
See a jet of running water circumnavigating the edge of my lifestyle, rinsing the bile of my file. Been exposed to the most loathsome folks when you lather me up with hope like it was spicy lunch. So I could, but I want a good coffee table. I work out of my shower so we could settle down here forever. Baptismal founts. You want your bounty out. I want her body out for ouch, baptismal bounce. The beads of water on my friend's heads, kissing my neck and chest, making my leg hair thick with wet and doubly cleansed. on the receiving end of your diary when you touch me. On the conceiving end of my diary and it loves me. On the careening bends of legality, but it's nothing baptismal fount. You fought your bouncy ounce for ounce. I want her body, ouch for ouch, baptismal.
I believe we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, Nina. This is caller Nina. Nina, I'll preface this. Please don't curse over the air. Thank you.
Got it.
Nina and I went to high school together. We're old friends going back to the year 2001.
Yeah.
Nina has a story she'd like to share.
Yes. So to start it out, I went to a high school orchestra performance last week, or this week, I don't know, last week. And it made me think of when I played an orchestra with you, Jason.
Oh, wow.
And it also made me think that high school band performances are terrible.
Now, why would you say that?
Well, I was just truly astonished by how unrecognizable all of the songs were.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for listeners, what instrument did you play in high school orchestra?
I played first chair clarinet all 4 years.
Wow, impressive. And what did
I
play?
What did you play?
What did I play, Nina?
Yeah. Oh, you want me to tell? French horn, if I do remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was usually first of one chair or... I think sharing first chair.
Yeah, to be clear, I was first chair of two at most.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I mean, we as an orchestra, I always was rather proud of us. I mean, mm-hmm. Richard Maxwell got like a Grammy at some point, right? Didn't he?
I don't think that's true.
Really? I totally think that's true.
He worked with Grammy Award-winning artist Quincy Jones.
It wasn't while we were there. I think it was more recent.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know.
I'm looking it up. But anyways, I was always proud. We played like really complicated classical music.
Yes. We played Tchaikovsky. We played Beethoven, Mozart. What else did we play? I don't remember.
All the big names. I don't know. All the big names. She was a quarter finalist for the Music Educator Award, by the way.
Our old orchestra teacher, Richard Maxwell?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for looking that up.
You're welcome. Anyways, so, I don't know. I always thought that like we sounded fine. There were certain groups of the band that were a little less tuned than others.
You could say the French horn group.
Yeah. But for the most part, I was rather impressed with our skills, and so I was determined to find this out if our high school band sounded quite the same as what I had just heard last week. Mm-hmm. And I talked to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know, my dad's maybe just a little too critical. Maybe that's what really it comes down to.
Do you know him as generally a critical man? Like, if you come to him with, like, what do you think of this drawing?
I mean, yeah, he was not, let's just say whenever I had a question like that as a child, I would take it to my mother.
Okay. Okay.
He tells the truth. He's not a liar. I guess that's nice.
Honesty is an honorable virtue.
Sometimes. So I called him after this concert,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of like skirted around the answer for the first few times, and he was just saying like, well, there's not something you necessarily want to listen to the recording to of this all the time.
Okay.
I was like, okay, fair, fair.
How directly did you phrase the question?
I said, were we that bad?
Okay. Okay.
Given he wasn't present for what just happened for me, mm-hmm. But also, like, you know, I'm sure he has the realization of what I listen to.
Yep.
And so what he came around to eventually was that we were probably not as good as I thought we were, but we were probably better than what I just heard.
Okay. A diplomatic answer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I always thought he should go into politics.
Okay. It's not too late for him.
No, it's not.
So I think what one thing you can look to with that answer is that when you are playing music, it often sounds better than what an observer is hearing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never played music beyond my high school clarinet days, unfortunately, so I can't tell you, but it really just makes me want to pick up that instrument again.
Yeah, and you feel your confidence as a clarinetist coming back?
I mean, that would require me to pick up the clarinet, but yes, one day I'll pick it up again.
Okay. I have an accordion waiting for me back in where my parents live, so maybe maybe that could be my next move when I'm ready to get back into playing music.
Mm-hmm. As long as you still have your beard, I feel like you can only be an accordion player with your beard.
I disagree. I've inherited this accordion player from a relative who I don't think ever had a beard.
It's not about them having. It's not about being bearded and an accordion player. It's about you taking up the accordion.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Well, Jason, I think your show is about to end. I'll let you go and finish that off.
All right. Thanks, Nina. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for listening.
I think we should listen to a recording sometime.
I don't know if they exist.
We'll find one.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye, thanks so much. Have a good night.
Bye.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Nina Gruber here on Program Without Form, and I'm going to leave us with one last tune.